Let's wake this one up in a happy Tuesday to all who celebrated Hank fans.
It's Why We Love Today.
Arriving on this, the 25th day of the second month of 2025, it is 2-2-5-2-5, which is kind of fun. I don't know why.
Makes me feel like I'm 25. No. Mm-mm. No, my right hip disagrees. Sorry.
That was a quick conversation that happened just right there before our eyes, ladies and gentlemen.
Heather Lee.
You were there for it.
I'll be here till 10. You're welcome.
309 days left as we're 56 in. We're a week away from Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras.
Yeah, baby.
12 days until next weekend. We spring forward daylight savings. 20 until St. Patrick's Day. Very excited. I found my Ireland t-shirt.
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
I could
play my Irish flute all morning on St. Patrick's Day. Wouldn't that be fun?
This is our first St. Patrick's Day with the flute, isn't it?
Is that like I got to start practicing.
Does St. Patrick's Day fall this year? Oh, I think maybe on a week. No, it's a Monday. Oh, on a Monday, too.
Yeah, see? Look at that. It's the best way to start the week.
All right. You've been warned 20 days away till St. Patrick's Day on this show.
It's going to be fantastic.
54 until Easter and 5 until Texas Independence Day. Today, otherwise known as National Clam Chowder Day.
Do you like the clam chowder?
In Boston. I don't know if I've had it because there's nothing appealing to me about it to entice me to want it.
Oh, yeah. And wasn't this, didn't the girlfriend make some clam chowder and it didn't end
well? Oh, she did. That was for her other boyfriend.
Oh, that's okay. I thought you were talking about that one day. Sorry.
Or maybe it could have been for JB.
JB and Heather Lee's morning show.
He's a clam chowder guy.
He does love some shellfish.
That's his issue.
Mollusks, too.
National Chocolate Covered Peanuts Day.
I'll take them.
Yeah, man.
Add some caramel in the middle and I'm sold.
And it is National Quiet Day.
That's not what we do around here.
All right. That was silence. Happy National Quiet Day. Take some time for yourself. Hopefully not until 10 o'clock. On this date in history, things happened. 1836, the Colt revolver was invented.
Boom, boom.
On this date in 1902, the first power-driven vacuum was invented.
Oh,
well,
boy.
How else did it work?
That's a good question.
I mean, by magic. Look, it's gone. On this date, it's called a broom. On this date in 1913, the 16th Amendment was ratified. And that gave everybody in the government their ability to get our taxes. Yay. Got a couple of musical notes in history. It was on this date in 1970, and it actually went to number 16 on the charts.
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one.
Ernie.
You make bath time lots of fun.
Yeah.
Rubber ducky.
Are Bert and Ernie even still on Sesame Street now? Or has that been...
It's one show my son doesn't watch, so let's not introduce anything else that we don't want to see.
DEI, get them? I'm not sure. On this date, also musically, 1981, this not only charted, it won Grammys.
Did that really kick off yacht rock?
Man, it might be the patron saint of yacht rock. North Texan Christopher Cross, no less.
It needs a mullet to really bring it home.
I bet your favorite Christopher Cross song would be like Running with the Wind or something like that.
I think it's Ride Like the Wind.
See?
To be free again.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. I've got such a long way to go.
His fifth best known song.
This I like the deep cut.
Certainly well known. Musically, number one in 1984. Van Halen.
Rock on, dude.
I know this isn't our format,
Eddie.
But... I wouldn't mind sneaking this one in.
Still can't believe Eddie's gone.
Song. On this date in 1995, musically, Frank Sinatra sings in public for the very last time.
Dang it.
His last song was The Best Is Yet to Come.
Wonder how that's going.
It's a good joke. And on this date in 2015, Donald Trump told the Washington Post, I might just run for president. Well,
it's birthday time.
2015, huh? Wednesday birthday cakes. Chelsea Handler. Yeah. She's 50 today. She makes me make that noise.
Yeah. She can't borrow my flute.
Sean Astin. Stranger Things. Rudy. The Goonies. Bless you. Or whatever people say to coughs. 54. We're going to have problems today with Quiet Day, aren't we?
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
In charge of it. She was once a thing. Taya Leone is 59. Carrot Top is 60 today. I don't know why I'm mystified by that, but I just am.
Yeah. Prop comic.
Still packs them in, I guess, in Vegas. Sportscaster. CBS now. James Brown, 74 of the NFL on today. Wrestler Ric Flair is 76 today.
Oh, are you going to have a party?
Some way, somehow, Ric Flair is still styling and profiling at 76 today. To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo! Sally Jesse Raphael is 90 today.
Those red glasses.
And a very special birthday shout out goes to the goat of Will It Float.
When will that tank be clean?
Doris!
Hank Van Doris is 56 today. She made me say her actual birth age. So congratulations, that's Doris right there.